Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting seventh. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Chito Martinez. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Milwaukee. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting third. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Morello. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Grebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McLemore hits a line drive beyond third. Ventura can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horn hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Horn reaches second base with a double. McLemore goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hoyles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsilak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines bunts for a single. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Raines steals second. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to third. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ventura hits a line drive for a single. Raines scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Ventura moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pasqua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Segui hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Segui reaches second base with a double. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Segui scores. It's 4-1, Orioles. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McLemore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hewlett moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Horn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Horn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops it up and throws to first, with Milwaukee covering, for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoyle's is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoyle's hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Hoyle's reaches third base with a triple. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Orsilak is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsilak hits a pop-up for a single. Hoyle scores. It's 5-1, Orioles. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Segui is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. Orsilak moves to second. One out. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Orsilak moves to third. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sachs is 0-for-1 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops it up and throws to first, with Milwaukee covering, for the out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Orioles. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Wilson Alvarez now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McLemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McLemore bunts towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McLemore for the out. Anderson moves to third. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken is walked intentionally. Glenn Davis pinch hits for Sam Horn. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Ripken moves to second. It's 6-2, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to third. Davis moves to second. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Orsulak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Orsulak hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-2, Orioles. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Segui is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Segui hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morello for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez strikes out. 1 out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hewlett moves to third. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grebeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Grebeck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops it up and throws to first, with Milwaukee covering, for the out. Two outs. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 0-for-2 in the game. Sachs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a line drive beyond second. McLemore can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Sachs moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Ventura moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hoyle's is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoyle's takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Orsalak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoyles moves to second. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seghi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McLemore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Morello reaches second base with a double. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Martinez moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The ball gets by Morello for a passed ball. Martinez moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Hewlett moves to second. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McLemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alvarez has Martinez trapped. There's the throw to Ventura and over to Morello, who tags Martinez for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grybek is 0-for-2 in the game. Grybek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sachs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Paul now pitching. Esteban Beltre now playing shortstop. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beltre scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Orsolak is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Orsolak hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. he's got one RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 3 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Segui is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Segui for the out. One out. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hewlett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Flanagan now pitching. Sean Abner pinch hits for Matt Morello. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flanagan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Huff pinch hits for Lance Johnson. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Huff hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beltre hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.